Yeah, maybe not.
My voice is pretty loud. It used to always get me in trouble, but kind of serves me pretty well now. So yeah, as Everett had said, I am the executive director of the Fifth Circuit CASA program.
You have to hold that mic to your mouth.
Wait, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and use the mic even though you're
sure. Oh, there we go. Now I can actually hear myself. So I am the executive director of the Fifth Circuit CASA program. We cover 10 counties in the northeastern South Dakota area. Walworth County is one of those 10 counties. CASA, court-appointed special advocates, is volunteers that are trained and sworn in by a judge. And then they're appointed by a judge to a child that's in a pending child and abuse case. Essentially, while a child is in DSS custody, whether they are staying in a foster home or what's called a kinship placement, which is typically a family member, they will be appointed a CASA to spend one-on-one time with them. That CASA will have at least one monthly meeting with them, attend all court hearings, meet their support system, such as biological family, foster family, or family that is where they're staying, their school counselor, teachers, anybody that is significant in that child's life. They're then going to also be a support person to that family. Say if we got some parents that are struggling with addiction or need resources, don't have a support system, that person will also serve as a person to give them resources. What I mean by give resources is making sure that they're aware of certain programs, making referrals as needed, anything like that to essentially look out for the best interest of that child. Now, not every time is a CASA gonna recommend that a child return. Obviously, that's always the best case scenario, that a child can safely return back to mom and dad or whatever that family dynamic looks like. But ultimately, that CASA is not part of the government. They're not with the family. They're specifically with that child. A CASA advocate is only appointed to one case at a time. The least amount of time that typically a CASA is with a kid is a year. So we do ask for a year commitment. But essentially, that they will stay with that child from beginning to end, whether they return home or they're adopted, anything that's a permanent placement. CASA is, again, a program that was in the Fifth Circuit up until about 2011. So it's been, about a 14-year hiatus. There are CASA programs in other parts of the state. Essentially, what started this was there was a legislative measure that wanted to have a CASA program in all of the court districts. The only court districts that didn't have one was 5th, which is ours, and then 6th, which is where Peer is. So now they've hired a firm to handle that one. They don't necessarily have an executive director. They have a firm that's kind of getting it up, and then they'll hire an executive director over there. And then over in Fifth Circuit, which I'm based out of Aberdeen, but obviously cover other parts of the court district, I was hired as the executive director. I have some amazing board members that started the foundation back in 2023. The reason why I wanted to come to Mobridge, and I've been coming and having coffee with CASA, trying to build some relationships with other organizations here in the area that handle, that work with children or do domestic violence prevention, anything like that, school district, is because of the high numbers in Walworth County. To kind of give you some perspective, Brown County has 37,000 people roughly. In Walworth County, there's 5,000, a little over 5,000. When it comes to pending abuse and neglect cases, in Brown County, there's 32 cases involving 58 children. In Walworth County, there's 25 involving 52 children, which is a pretty significant number. It's the second highest in the Fifth Circuit. Out of those, there's what's called ICWA, Indian Child Welfare Act. So with that being said, if a case falls under ICWA, it's a pretty safe to assume that that child is Native American. In Brown County, of the 32 cases, 18 are ICWA. In Walworth County, currently, there's all 25 cases are Native American children. In Walworth County, they tend to have court hearings only every month, every other month. So a lot of these children, instead of spending up to a year in the system, are spending up to 2+ years. They have a judge coming from Brown County, and also a lot of lawyers coming from there. When I came and sat in on abuse and neglect cases, there was 15 cases back to back because of them having to pull resources from other counties to hold those. That also means that these children are in the system longer because of the limited resources. And I strongly feel that there is a need, especially in Walworth County, for advocates. What I'm needing and kind of a call to action is, while we do need volunteer advocates, the requirements for that are to be 21 years and older, to be able to dedicate at least a year, 30 hours of initial training, which that's offered online through Zoom. It's called Flex Training. And so you wouldn't have to travel to Aberdeen and other stuff. I would come and meet you here as far as to sign paperwork and stuff. But 30 hours of that, and then roughly about 10 hours a month between meeting with the child, calling, you know, their support system and kind of gathering information, and also doing the documentation part. We also are looking for a board member in Walworth County. A board member is going to be help finish getting this program launched. I currently have 8 volunteers that have been sworn in. We've received our first case, and I've been the executive director for 6 months. And I have 4 more volunteers starting training on May 8th. In Walworth County, it would be very helpful to have a board member to help host, you know, different coffee events, or to also bring in the needs of Walworth County into our board discussions. And then also, there's always Friends of CASA. I do plan on having some events over here, not just fundraising. I'm very big on fulfilling the mission. While obviously we have to have fundraisers to have the money to continue on, I also really enjoy doing free events, awareness events, and doing stuff with the kids so they associate good things with CASA in the event that they need one. And that's about it. I have a table up there with information. So thank you so much.